Lesson 24. The 24th lesson.
Constitution, Fundamental Law of the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. Chapter 1. The Organization of Society. Continued.
Article 7. Public enterprises in collective farms and cooperative organizations, with their livestock and implements, the products of the collective farms and cooperative organizations, as well as their common buildings, constitute the common socialist property of the collective farms and cooperative organizations. In addition to its basic income from the public collective farm enterprise, every household in a collective farm has for its personal use a small plot of land attached to the dwelling and, as its personal property, a subsidiary establishment on the plot, a dwelling house, livestock, poultry, and minor agricultural implements in accordance with the statutes of the agricultural artel.
Article 8. The land occupied by collective farms is secured to them for their use, free of charge, and for an unlimited time, that is, in perpetuity.
Article 9. Alongside the socialist system of economy, which is the predominant form of economy in the USSR, the law permits the small private economy of individual peasants and handicraftsmen based on their personal labor and precluding the exploitation of the labor of others.
Article 10. The right of citizens to personal ownership of their incomes from work and of their savings, of their dwelling houses and subsidiary household economy, their household furniture and utensils and articles of personal use and convenience, as well as the right of inheritance of personal property of citizens, is protected by law.
Article 11. The economic life of the USSR is determined and directed by the state national economic plan with the aim of increasing the public wealth, of steadily improving the material conditions of the working people and raising their cultural level, of consolidating the independence of the USSR and strengthening its defensive capacity.
Article 12. In the USSR, work is a duty and a matter of honor for every able-bodied citizen in accordance with the principle, he who does not work, neither shall he eat. The principle applied in the USSR is that of socialism, from each according to his ability, to each according to his work.